The Traveler's Journal, June 28th, in the capital of Alexander the Great. Thessaloniki, until recently known to Westerners as Salonika, is Greece's second largest city. It lies in a sheltered harbor on the northern shore of the Aegean Sea, in a region known as Macedonia. 3 centuries before Christ, the Macedonian king, Philip II, founded the city and forged a military alliance that eventually came to include most of Greece. His son, Alexander the Great, expanded that control, creating an empire that briefly extended from Egypt to India. Each foreign civilization that has held sway there since then, Roman, Byzantine, and Turkish, left its cultural and architectural marks. Yet, despite this antiquity, Thessaloniki seems a surprisingly modern city. That's because a great conflagration in 1917 destroyed much of its labyrinth of old Turkish alleys and buildings, and the entire central city was rebuilt on a French grid plan of wide boulevards. Yet vestiges of old Salonika remain in the walled Castra quarter, where Byzantine ramparts are built on Roman ruins. Many of the really old remains have been gathered in the city's superb archaeological museum, with its spectacular exhibits from the tombs of Philip and his dynasty. Numerous Byzantine churches also decorate the skyline with their onion-domed glitter. But the central landmark is the massive circular white tower, built by Venetian craftsmen for Turkish masters, and over the centuries, the setting for much history. The city of Thessalonica remains the beating heart of a very vital Macedonia. You'll find more resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.